the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 7th April 2022, is Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. We reflect on the theme, You are a covenant child. The love of God for humanity is strong. It is so strong, consistent, stable, and eternal that He decided to bind Himself in a covenant with the human race. What exactly is a covenant, and why is it so important, you may ask? In the ancient Near East, a covenant was a sacred bond made in a solemn oath by which people bind themselves together so that they become one family, with all the loyalty and commitment to the welfare of one another that is involved. Or a covenant may be made between tribes, and so the tribes become kinsmen and women to one another. They forge a relationship in which they will fight for each other and defend each other to death if necessary. So a covenant is a tool by which relationships are made, cemented, and maintained. In the Holy Bible, a covenant is also a means by which God in history draws humanity into a family relationship such that we are His children and He is our God. The Holy Bible can be said to be a record of how God in human history has shown His covenant relationship with the human race. In the passage from Genesis chapter 17, verse 3 to 9, we hear how God began the process of the redemption of mankind by making a covenant with Abram. He renamed him Abraham. God said to him, "You shall become the father of a multitude of nations. I will establish my covenant between myself and you and your descendants after you, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations." However, sacred history as we read it in the Bible shows that only God keeps His covenant promises faithfully. Man almost always failed because of unfaithfulness and sin. This pattern of infidelity to covenant started with Adam and Eve, our first parents. God made His covenant with Adam in the beginning, but gradually He invited a wider circle of people into the covenant. First it was a couple, then a family, then a nation, and eventually the whole world. However, as the circle got wider, the measure of infidelity to the covenant also got wider. In spite of that, God did not break His covenant. Rather, He sent His only begotten Son to take on human flesh in order to establish the new and everlasting covenant by which the whole world becomes part of His family, the family of God. In the gospel passage of today from John chapter 8, 51 to 59, Jesus invites us to keep His words in order to enjoy the covenantal promises of God. He says, "I tell you solemnly, whosoever keeps my word will never see death." We cut ourselves from the blessings of Abraham's patrimony by a life of sin. When we sin, we break the covenant that God made with us, and so we are at risk of losing everything. This season of Lent is a great opportunity for us all, dear brothers and sisters, to return to our covenantal relationship. Are you still in this covenantal relationship? Are you doubting whether there is a place for you in this family? Return to the sacraments that Jesus gave to His church. God remembers you and wishes to make His promises to be fulfilled in your life. There is always an opportunity for a new beginning. When God changed the name of Abraham, which means exalted or venerated father, to Abraham, which means father of multitude, God enabled him to begin a new life and to really become what His name expresses. Regardless of how long Abraham waited, God kept His promise to him and to his descendants. God will keep the promises of the covenant with us. Let us also keep our side of the covenant. Do not allow sin, hopelessness, doubt, and despair to rob you of the joy of the promises of God. So as you begin the day today, I bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.